各位弟兄姊妹、朋友们，祝你平安。
With you.
盼望大家今天有一个愉快的感恩节。
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
可能有好多人都知道，美国的感恩节是由一群来自英国的清教徒建立的。
So many of us may know that the Thanksgiving in the United States was established by a group of Puritans from England.
在1620年，有一群英国的清教徒乘坐五月花号船，克服狂风带来的巨浪的颠簸，横渡大西洋，于当年的十月份来到美国的东岸。
In 1620, a group of English Puritans sailed on a Mayflower, overcoming the fierce storms of Atlantic, and arrived on the east coast of United States.
So, 那一年的冬天，超过一半的人因为疾病就死去了。
That winter, more than half of the people died from disease.
他们在印第安人的帮助下学会了狩猎，然后捕鱼，种植各种农作物。
So with the help of Native Americans, they learned to hunt, fish, and cultivate various crops.
所以转过年来，清教徒们就是倡议在十一月份要庆祝这个感恩的事情。
The Puritans proposed to celebrate their first harvest in November 20. In November 1621.
他们感谢上帝让他们活下来，他们感谢上帝给他们第一次的收获。
And they give thanks to the Lord for allowing them to survive and for their first harvest.
那这些清教徒摆脱英国当局和欧洲当局对他们的宗教的迫害，他们来到北美这片土地上，是为了寻求宗教的自由。
This group of Puritans escaped.Religion's persecution from British and Europe authorities and pursued a life of religion's freedom.
他们在这个五月花号船上，他们签署了一个五月花号公约。
They signed the Mayflower Compact on the ship.
他们希望来到这个新的大陆之后，他们人人可以追求平等，这个安全与和平。
They hope that everyone would enjoy the peace, safety, and equality.
那这个五月花号公约就奠定了170年以后美国宪法的基石。
This Mayflower Compact laying the foundation for the U.S. Constitution 170 years later.
那清教徒很值得我们去学习，他们追求信仰，他们追求按圣经的原则去生活。
The Puritans' pursuit of faith and living according to biblical principles is worthy of our learning.
说在今天的感恩节，我们感谢神创造了我们，我们感谢了神救赎我们，我们感谢神赐给我们和平、喜乐、美好的生活。
Today's Thanksgiving, we commemorate that God created us. Remember that God redeemed us and encourage brothers and sisters to love Lord, praise the Lord, and be willing to serve Him.
在这个节日，我们也是鼓励弟兄姊妹们更加的爱主、服侍主的教会。
Yeah, I also encourage brothers and sisters to love Lord and serve the church.
当我准备这篇信息的时候，我就给它起名叫做“认识我们是谁”。
As I prepare this message, I titled it "Knowing Who We Are."
那这篇信息呢，是来自约翰福音的15章和16章。
This message is from Gospel of John, chapters 15 to 16.
那耶稣在最后的晚餐的之后，在耶路撒冷的大街上对他的门徒有一番讲话。
After the Last Supper, Jesus spoke to his disciples on the street of Jerusalem.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，他从世界上拣选了他们。
Jesus told his disciples that he has chosen them out of the world.
虽然他们在这个世界上生活，但是他们不属于这个世界。
Though they live in this world, they do not belong to this world.
因此这个世界会恨他们。
Therefore, the world will hate them.
耶稣让他的门徒在这个世界上成为他的见证。
Jesus instructed the disciples to be his witness in this world.
并赐下圣灵来帮助他的门徒。
And sent the Holy Spirit to help them.
从耶稣的谈话当中， 我们要知道我们是一群什么样的人。
From Jesus' words, we are to understand who we are.
我们和我们生活的这个世界是一种什么样的关系？
Our relationship with the world we live in.
那我们的使命是什么？
And what are our mission?
请弟兄姊妹打开你的圣经，我们一起读几段经文。
Let's read some passages from the Bible.
对，打开十五章，约翰福音的第十五章十八节。
So John 15, verse 18.
第一段经文呢是十五章的十八节到二十七节。
So first passage is from John 15 verse 18 to 27.
好，如果找到的话，我们就开始读啊。约翰福音的十五章十八节：世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。至于你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们说的话，仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。但他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。恨我的也恨我的父。我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父，他们也看见也恨恶了。这要应验他们律法上所写的话，说他们无故的恨我。但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。好，我们接下来读十六章的一节到四节。
Let's read.
我已将这些事。
Let's read the passage, chapter 16 to 1 to 4.
好，十六章的第一节，我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。人要把你们赶出会堂，并且十户降道，反杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。他们这样行是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们到了十户可以想起我对你们说过了。我起先没有这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。我们还读一段啊，就是十六章的最后一段，就是从二十五节到三十三节。十六章的二十五节至三十三节。
Another passage is on chapter 16:25-33.
好，我们一起来。这些事我是用比喻对你们说的，时候降道，我不再用比喻对你们说，那要将父明明的告诉你们。到那日，你们要奉我的名祈求。我并不对你们说，我要你们求父，我自己。因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。我从父出来到了世界，我又离开世界往父那里去。门徒说，路今你是明说，并不用比喻了。现在我们晓得你凡事都知道，也不用人问你，因此我们信你是从神出来的。看那十户降道，且事已经到了，你们要分散，各归他自，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。我们感谢神他的话语。
Thanks.
那从这段经文当中啊，我要给弟兄姊妹分享三点啊。第一点就是我们是主拣选的人啊。第二点就是我们是世界的敌人。第三点，我们是主的见证人。
So from all these passages, I would like to share the three points. The first is we are chosen by God. The second is we are the enemies of the world. And the third one is 第三个是什么来着？
我们是主的见证人。
We are His testimony.
好， 那我们来看第一点，我们是主拣选的人。
So let's look at the first point. We are chosen by God.
我们每个人都是亚当的后裔。
So we are all the descendants of Adam.
神用泥土造了亚当，向他的鼻孔吹了一口气，亚当就成了有灵的活人。
God formed Adam from the dust, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living person.
神让亚当沉睡，从他的身上取了一条肋骨，然后再把他的肉合起来。
So God let Adam sleep and took a rib from his body.
神用这条肋骨造了一个女人，就是夏娃。
He used this rib to create a woman named Eva.
亚当和夏娃是神造的第一对的夫妻。
Adam and Eva were the first couple created by God.
神把他们放在伊甸园里边。
God placed them in a garden of Eden.
神使园中各样的树长出来。
God created various trees in the garden.
这个园子当中有两棵树，一个是叫生命树，一个是叫分别善爱的树。
In this garden, there are two trees. The one is called the tree of life, and the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神吩咐亚当说，他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善爱树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God commanded Adam, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die."
后来魔鬼借着蛇诱惑夏娃，吃了分别善爱树上的果子。
Later, the devil through the serpent tempted Eva to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
夏娃又给她的丈夫亚当吃，他们两人就都吃了。
Eva then gave it to Adam, and they both ate.
他们违背了神的命令，死亡就临到了他们。
They rebelled God's command and faced the death.
这个死亡不是说他们马上就死去，而是说他们和神的关系就中断了。
This death does not mean an immediate physical death, but refers to the separation in their relationship with God.
神把他们赶出了伊甸园，不让他们再回来。
God expelled them from the garden of the Eden, and did not allow them to return.
说从那个时候开始，罪就借着亚当进入人类世界。
Since then, sin entered into the humanity through Adam.
给人类带来无尽的灾难。
And bring endless suffering.
说今天我们人类一切灾难的源头都是因为我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪的结果。
So the source of all human suffering, is all because of the Adam.
这就如圣经在罗马书告诉我们的，这罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Just as the Bible states, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through the sin, and in this way, death come to all people because of sin.
然后神就对蛇说，你既做了这事，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。他说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust on the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offsprings and hers. She will crush your head, and you will strike her heel."
新约有很多的证据表明，女人的后裔是人类救主耶稣基督的最初的预表。
In the New Testament, there is considerable evidence indicating that the offspring of women is the initial foreshadowing of human savior, Jesus Christ.
在新约当中，在蛇背后的那个魔鬼撒旦也被揭发出来。
In the New Testament, Satan behind the serpent is exposed.
在启示录的十二章第九节这样说：大龙就是那古蛇，又名魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
In Revelation 12:9 states, the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads to the whole world astray.
所以说，创世纪的三章十五节也被人称为原始的福音，它给了我们福音的第一线曙光。
In Genesis 3:15 is referred to as proto-evangelium, the first glimmer of gospel, marking the promise of eventful victory of Messiah over the force of evil.
撒旦借着犹太领袖和罗马巡抚比拉多之手将耶稣钉了十字架。
Satan, through the hands of Jewish leaders and Roman governor Pilate, had Jesus nailed on the cross.
但是死亡不能够拘禁耶稣。
However, death could not hold Jesus captive.
耶稣被埋葬第三天后，从死里复活。
After being buried for 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead.
战胜了撒旦和死亡的权势。
He overcame the power of Satan at death.
那这就是创世纪三章十五节说的，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
This fulfills the promise in Genesis 3:15 that the offspring of women would crush the head of the serpent, while the serpent would strike her heel.
亚当犯罪之后，把死亡带给了全人类，却因着耶稣基督在十字架上的复活，让单单相信耶稣基督的人可以得到永远的生命。
Adam's sin brought death to all humanity, but through the redemption of Jesus on the cross, those who believe in him can be raised from the state of certain death to eternal life.
死是因亚当而来，死人复活是因着耶稣基督而来。
Death came through Adam, but resurrection came from Jesus.
在亚当里边，众人都死了，照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
For in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be alive.
所以我们肉体的生命是非常的短暂的，但是在永恒中的生命是无限的。
The life in our physical bodies is temporary, but the life in eternity is everlasting and does not perish.
在永恒当中的生命不会随着我们肉体的死亡而消失。神透过他儿子耶稣基督，要把人类从濒死的状态恢复到起初创造我们的理想的状态。
And life in eternity will never perish through the death of physical body. God, through His Son Jesus Christ, restores the humanity to the ideal state of creation.
所以我们是神所拣选的人。
So we are chosen by God.
耶稣说：“不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。”
Jesus said, "You did not choose me.But I chose you."
耶稣说：“我从世界中拣选了你们。”
Jesus said, "I chose you out of the world."
使徒保罗在以弗所书说：“神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。”
The Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians said, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world."
使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的后书也说：“神从起初就拣选了我们，让我们得救。”
The Apostle Paul in the Thessalonians said, "God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sacrificing work of Spirit and through belief in truth."
使徒彼得在彼得前书一章二章九节说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类。”
The Apostle Peter in the first epistle said, "You are a chosen person."
神所拣选的人，透过圣灵的感动，把他们带到耶稣基督的面前，让他们相信耶稣基督得到救恩。
Those who God has chosen, He brings to Jesus through the prompting of Holy Spirit, leading them to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation.
所以从这些经文当中，我们就看到神所拣选的人，也就是我们主耶稣拣选的人。
So through all these verses, we could see, those chosen by God are also the ones chosen by Jesus.
神和耶稣，或者天父和他的儿子，做事说话完全一致。
Jesus and the Father speak and act in perfect unity.
在这个世界上，有很多人为了进天堂，选择了不同的道路。
In this world, many people choose different paths to reach heaven.
然而圣经告诉我们，只有接受耶稣基督的人才能够成为神的儿女。
However, only those who accept Jesus Christ and believe in him have the authority to become children of God.
耶稣直言，他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus declared, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
使徒保罗也教导我们说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Apostle Paul said, If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, and God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved.
所以我们要承认自己是一个罪人。
So we need to acknowledge that we are a sinner.
我们要相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们要相信耶稣基督在十字架上担当了我们的罪，为我们付上了罪的赎价。
We need to trust Jesus bore our sins on the cross and paid the price for our sins.
我们要相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
We also need to believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
当你从真心里边真的相信的时候，你就可以得到救恩。
When you trust all of this in your heart, and you will be saved.
这是神为他创造的人类预备的永生的道路。
This is the eternal, life path that God prepared for the human.
这是我跟弟兄姊妹讲的第一点。
This is the first, point.
对，我们是主拣选的人。
We are chosen by God.
我们现在看第二点，我们是世界的敌人。
The second point is we are the enemies of the world.
耶稣在他被捕之前就告诉门徒，他们会在这个世界上遇到逼迫。
Jesus, before his arrest, told his disciples that they would face persecution from the world.
耶稣说，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
Jesus said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that they hate me first.
那这里的世人指的是敌视耶稣的犹太领袖，并不是指的所有的犹太人。
The term the world here refers to those, Jewish leaders who opposed God, not every Jewish.
因为不是所有的犹太人都恨耶稣，都恨耶稣的门徒，毕竟有些犹太人他已经也相信了耶稣。
Because not every Jews hate Jesus.
同样的是，今天也并不是所有的人都恨基督徒，是有相当多的人恨基督徒。
Similarly, not everyone hates Christians, but the worldviews represent differently.
因为我们这个世界，我们生活的这个世界，是一个以人为中心的世界。
The world we are living in is actually centered on human values.
跟圣经所代表的以神为中心的世界是格格不入的。
So it's inconsistent with what God created, God with the God-centered worldview.
耶稣出来传道以后，借着他的大能的神迹和他的权柄、话语的权柄，引起了犹太领袖的嫉妒。
After Jesus went out to preach, Jewish leaders became jealous of his miracles and divine authority.
他们拒绝承认耶稣是从神来的。
They refused to acknowledge Jesus as the one came from God.
他们否认耶稣是神的儿子。
They denied him as the Son of God.
最后他们将耶稣逮捕，交给罗马人钉在十字架。
They ultimately led to Jesus being arrested and handed over to the Rome authorities.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说，你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。至于你们不属世界，那是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
So Jesus told his disciples, if you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
说在过去，这些门徒都是世界的一部分，世界就爱他们，是因为耶稣将他们从世界中分别出来，拣选出来，跟随他。 他们就不能够再与世界认同。
So in the past, the disciples were part of the world because Jesus chose them out of the world to follow him.
如果耶稣的门徒与世界认同，那这个世界就不会反对他们。
If they align their values with God, and then if they align their values with the world will not hate them.
所以耶稣用恨这个字告诉门徒。
So Jesus used the term hate to convey the message.
从此之后，他们就是世界的敌人。
That from that point on, they become the enemies of the world.
恨会带来逼迫，恨会带来杀害。
Because the hate can bring about persecution and also bring about killing.
所以说，耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
Therefore, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
这个苦难不是说自然灾害带来的苦难。
This trouble does not refer to the hardships caused by natural disasters.
也不是说你身体有疾病带来的苦难。
Or physical illnesses.
而是逼迫带来的苦难。
But rather the hardships brought about by persecution.
这个基督徒在这个世界上会受到政治的逼迫、社会的逼迫、宗教的逼迫和家庭的逼迫。
So Christians will face political persecution, societal persecutions, religions persecutions, and even persecutions within the families.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们作为基督徒，跟随主的道路是一个窄路，是一个小路。
So when we follow Jesus, it is for us to enter through the narrow gate.
耶稣教导我们说，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的。进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Jesus taught us through enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it.
世人都喜欢走大路。
So the world often prefers the broader road.
这个大路吸引人，它让你自我放纵。
The broader road is attractive, allowing for self-indulgence.
这个大路包容世人，几乎没有规则，没有限制，没有要求。
So this broad road accommodates people with few rules, little restrictions, and minimal requirements.
大路走大路就是会包容罪恶，不学习神的话语，不用遵守神的标准。
The broad road tolerates sins, neglects the study of God's words, and disobeys God's standards.
大路不需要属灵的成熟，不需要品德，不需要承诺，不需要牺牲。
The broad road does not require spiritual maturity, ethics, commitment, or sacrifice.
大路随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
So it follows the way of this world, of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in this who are disobedient.
正是这条大路，人以为正，至终让成为你的死亡之路。
Yet it is this broad road that seems right to a man, but it ends is the way to death.
走小路是难走的路，是有要求的路。
The narrow road is a challenging path with demands.
它是一条不能够自救，唯有靠耶稣基督才能得到拯救的道路。
It is a way that you cannot save yourself, but must rely on Jesus Christ for salvation.
它是涉及被十字架跟随主的道路。
It is a path of self-denial bearing the cross.
在跟随主的十二名门徒当中，除了犹大出卖耶稣，其余的十一名门徒，有十名门徒为主殉道。
Among the 12 disciples who followed Jesus, except for Judas, who betrayed God, the other 11 disciples, 10 of them died as martyrs for their faith.
其中一名使徒活的时间比较久，就是使徒约翰，但是他也是为了信仰的缘故，被流放到波马岛上去了。
Through the Apostle John died a though the Apostle John died a natural death, he was exiled to the island of Patmos because of his faith.
耶稣复活后，拣选的使徒保罗也在罗马皇帝尼禄的迫害当中殉道。
Apostle Paul, chosen by Jesus after his resurrection, also faced martyrdom under the persecution of Rome Emperor.
耶稣的弟弟雅各是耶路撒冷教会的领袖，他写了雅各书。在两人殉服这个交接的一个空窗期，当时的犹太的大祭司掌权就把雅各给逮捕，把他杀害了。
James, the brother of Jesus and a leader of Jerusalem Church who wrote the book of James, was arrested and killed during the period leadership transition between Rome governors.
从主后64年尼禄皇帝开始，到主后311年，有10个罗马皇帝大肆迫害基督徒。
From A.D. 64 to A.D. 311, there were 10 Rome emperors who seriously persecuted Christians.
例如在主后的64年到68年，尼禄皇帝把基督徒指定为引起罗马大火的纵火犯进行迫害。
For example, from A.D. 64 to 68, Emperor Nero designated Christians as scapegoats for the Great Fire of Rome.
他们把基督徒当作野兽的食物，或者照亮野外派对的篝火。
Christians were treated as food for wild beasts or used as human torches to eliminate the outdoor parties.
再举一个例子，是在主后的303年到311年，罗马的皇帝戴克里先，他剥夺了基督徒的所有的权利，进行了最残酷的迫害。
From A.D. 303 to 311, Emperor Diocletian initiated the most brutal persecution by stripping Christians of all their rights.
他强迫基督徒的士兵放弃信仰，他处刑那些不服从者，他破坏教会的建筑物，烧毁圣经，禁止礼拜，解除基督徒的公职。
Christian soldiers were forced to renounce their faith and disobedience to their execution. The churches were destroyed, Bibles were burned, and worship was prohibited, and Christians were removed from public office.
自初代教会以来，不知道有多少基督徒为主受逼迫，为主殉道。
Since the early days of Christian, countless Christians have faced persecution.
在中国清朝的末年，有许多外国的宣教士在中国被义和团杀害，这是我们知道的。
In the late Qing Dynasty in China, we know that many Christian missionaries were killed by the Boxers.
今天在世界各地，有许多许多的基督徒不能够公开聚会，他们为信仰的缘故四处躲避，受逼迫，坐监牢，甚至殉道。
Today there are many Christians around the world who could not openly gather for worship, hiding and facing persecution, imprisonment, and even died for their faith.
在希伯来书的11章35节38节所描述的当时的门徒受迫害的这种情形，今天仍然在世界各地存在。
So Hebrews 11 records those who were who died for their faith and still carry on in nowadays.
那使徒保罗也是以自己受难的亲身的经历，鼓励年轻的提摩太，说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Apostle John, drawing his own experience of suffering, encouraged young Timothy by saying, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted.
So, 今天你只要传耶稣基督是主，高举耶稣基督为王，你就可能会受逼迫。
So today, if you proclaim Jesus Christ as a Lord, exalting him as a king, can result in persecution.
但是我们的主耶稣基督已经得胜。他在十字架上已经战胜了撒旦，战胜了死亡，他从死里复活了。
But our Lord Jesus has triumphed on the cross. defeating Satan and overcoming the death. He rose from the death.
有一天，我们的耶稣基督会再回来，要审判这个世界。
One day, Jesus will come back to judge the world.
所以我们不要看眼前，我们要着眼于以后。
So we must keep our eyes on the future.
跟随耶稣基督是条窄路，是条小路，是会遭到世人的嘲斥、抵挡，但是它却是得救的路，是一个永生的路，是一个有盼望的路。
Although the road of following Jesus is narrow, despised by the world and opposed by people, it is a path of salvation, eternal life, and hope.
耶稣在他的话当中来鼓励我们，安慰我们。只要有耶稣同在，我们心里就会有平安。
So with, through Jesus, he encouraged us, as long as he is present with us, and then we will have peace.
耶稣告诉我们，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
耶稣还告诉他的门徒，我已将这些事，就是受逼迫的事情，告诉了你们。是你们不至于跌倒，人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候降到，反杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。他们这样行，是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。
Jesus also told his disciples, I have told you these things so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of synagogue.In fact, the time is coming where anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me.
耶稣在十六章的约翰福音十六章的最后一节告诉他的门徒，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。你们在世上有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus also said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以今天我们每一位主的儿女，我们每一个基督徒都是主的见证人。
So today, every one of us is a testimony for God.
耶稣对门徒说，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
So Jesus also said, but I will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit of Truth from the Father. He will testify about me, and you will also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
耶稣应许门徒，他回去之后，他会把圣灵赐下来。
So Jesus promised his disciples he will send Advocate, Holy Spirit, after he returned to the Father.
圣灵来了，他要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
悔改的就得救，心里刚硬的就被定罪。
Those who repent are saved, while those with hardened hearts face condemnation.
圣灵要自己为耶稣做见证，门徒也要为耶稣做见证。
Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus, and disciples are also witnesses for Jesus.
事实上，圣灵是透过门徒，透过每一个神的儿女来做见证。
In fact, the Holy Spirit works through the disciples to testify for the Lord.
因为圣灵会帮助我们每一个人明白圣经的真理，去宣扬圣经的真理。
The Holy Spirit helps disciples understand the truth and proclaim it.
那这个真理是什么呢？
What is the truth?
这个真理就是人是罪人。
So the truth is that people are sinful.
犹太人定耶稣的罪是错的，犹太人公义的尺度和审判的标准是不对的。
Jewish judgment against Jesus is wrong, and the Jewish standards of righteousness and judgment are flawed.
耶稣复活升天，回到父神的身边，神宣布耶稣是无罪的，耶稣已经得胜了。
Jesus has risen and ascended to the Father, and God declared Jesus to be without sin. Jesus has triumphed, and Satan has been defeated.
耶稣得胜了，撒旦失败。
So Jesus overcame everything, and Satan has been defeated.
说在耶稣复活之后的第一个五旬节，圣灵就降临在主的门徒的身上。从那时候开始，使徒们就不再惧怕，大有能力的为主做见证。
After Jesus' resurrection and ascension on the first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, empowering people to boldly testify that Jesus is risen from God, from Jesus is the risen Lord, the Christ.
对，他们证明见证耶稣是主，是基督啊。所以说，耶稣从世界中拣选了我们，他会让我们经历各样的试炼。他的目的是为了改变我们的生命，塑造我们有公义圣洁的品格。
Jesus has chosen us from the world, allowing us to go through various trials with the purpose of changing our lives.
他让我们在世界观、价值观、人生观这三观上与世人要分别开来，成为主的见证人。
Is to differentiate ourselves from the world in terms of our worldviews and life perspectives and become a witness for the Lord.
在荷兰有一个很著名的神学家，他叫亚伯拉罕·凯波。他说，在所有创造物当中，所有受造物之中，没有一寸地方不被万有之主宰的基督宣告是我的。
A famous Dutch theology. Abraham Cooper stated, in all created things, there is not an inch where Christ does not declare mine.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有注意到，现在今天世界各地各个教会都非常的忙碌，可是为什么我们的文化离神越来越远呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed that despite the busyness of Christians in various churches, our culture is moving far away from God?
因为这个世界因为这个教会从世界中退缩，与世界脱节，基督徒没有活出圣经的世界观，失去了神设计的美丽和深度。
This is because the church has withdrawn from the world, becoming disconnected.Christians have not lived out in a biblical worldview, losing the beauty and depths designed by God.
有一本书叫做 How Now Shall We Live? 那中文一本呢，翻译成了世界观的故事。
So there is a book called The Story of Worldview.
这个作者呢，是他的名字叫做Charles Carlson. 他是尼克松总统的特别的行政顾问。
So the author is Charles Colson, the special counsel to President Nixon during the Gay Water scandal.
在这个水门事件爆发之后，这个 Charles 呢被判了被判刑关了七个月。后来他成为基督徒，写了不少的书。他把这些书捐出去，然后呢成立了这个监狱事工团契。
After the Watergate scandal.Colson was sentenced to 7 months in prison. Later, he became a Christian and wrote several books and donated some of the books to establish prison worship ministry.
他就向这些监狱里面的这些囚徒呢来传福音，他极力宣传这个圣经的世界观。
To dedicate to sharing the gospel with inmates, he strongly advocated for the Christian worldview.
他说，近几十年来，教会最大的失败就是未能将基督教视为一种生活系统或者世界观来通管每一个存在的领域。
In the book, he said, the greatest failure of the church in recent decades is the failure to regard Christianity as a lifestyle system or worldview to govern every sphere of existence.
所以基督徒不应当只在教会里面活动。而是应当把圣经的世界观要带入这个世界，带入世界的各个领域，生活的各个层面。
So the Christian should not only be active within the church, but also bring the church and gospel into the world.
那我想告诉各位弟兄姊妹， 今天美国的在家教育 homeschool 可以说是蓬勃发展。
So I would like to share that homeschooling is thriving in the United States today.
因为许多父母不愿意把孩子送到公共学校里面去教育。
As many parents are reluctant to send their children to public schools.
因为美国的教育出了问题。
Because the education in America has problems.
因为从幼儿园到小学、中学、大学都离开了上帝。
Because the situation in the education system in America has walked away from the education of God, from kindergarten to university.
这与美国的现代教育的变革有关系。
It's directly related to the modern American.
现在美国这个教育的这个变革这个专家是谁呢？就是约翰·杜威。
So the modern American educator John Dewey.
那约翰·杜威呢？是1859年生人，1952年去世。啊，他活的年纪也很大。
So John,
杜威他发起了早期的教育变革，让教育远离神，宣扬没有绝对真理的信仰。
So John Dewey was born in 1859 and passed away in 1952, considered the founder of modern education. Dewey initiated early educational reforms that separated education from God.
So 今天学校里面的 大多数老师、啊、不管是小学、中学、大学的老师，他们在大学里被灌输的都是杜威的东西。
So the teachers, no matter which level of education, they inherited the Dewey's philosophy.
说有一种有几种社会思潮，那这些社会思潮呢，基本上来说，他们与圣经的世界观啊背离得很远。
So there's a societal trend that is going far away from God's teaching.
第一个就是自然主义。
So the first one is naturalism.
什么是自然主义呢？自然主义广义的来说，就是说我们这个时代的冲突是有神论和自然主义的对立。有神论的信仰认为有一个超越的上帝创造了宇宙，可是自然主义相信大自然的成因足以解释各样的事物。
What is naturalism?Broadly speaking, the conflict of our time is an opposition between theism and naturalism. The theist beliefs point that a transcendent God created the universe, while naturalism believes that natural causes alone are sufficient to explain the existence of all things.
那第二种思潮就是道德相对论。
The second trend is relativism.
那如果大自然就是一切，那么道德真理就没有超然的标准，超然的来源。
If nature is everything, moral truth has no transcendent source.
人只好建立自己的道德体系，所有的原则都被矮化成个人的偏好。
So individuals and people must establish their own moral systems and reducing all principles to personal references.
相反，我们基督徒相信有一位向人类说话的神。他向人类启示是非绝对不变的标准，完全是根据神神圣的性格品格。
In contrast, Christians believe in a God who speaks to humanity, revealing absolute and unchanging standards based on His divine character.
那第三种思潮，社会思潮就是多元文化主义。
The third trend is multiculturalism.
那自然主义者认为，所有的文化在道德上都是平等的，各个文化只是反映他们自己的历史和经验。
Naturalists consider all cultures morally equal, with each culture reflecting its own culture and experiences.
那各种文化真的是平等的吗？基督徒绝不能将神的真理等同于任何文化的那种有限的那种观点。
So Christians cannot equal truth with any limited perspective of a group.
任何一种文化都必须由圣经的世界观来塑造。
Every culture must be shaped by the biblical worldview.
第四种社会思潮就是实用主义。
The fourth trend, which is pragmatism.
由于自然主义者拒绝任何超越的道德标准，他们往往对生命采取务实的态度，这就导致了实用主义。
Since naturalists reject any transcendent moral standard, they often adopt a pragmatic attitude towards life. This leads to pragmatism.
所以实用者认为有用就是真理，没有用就是错误的。
So usefulness equals truth, and uselessness equals falsehood.
但是我们基督徒不以功效来判断行为，而是以神的客观的标准为基础，判断什么是该做，什么是不该做。
But Christians do not judge behavior based on efficacy, but on objective standards.
那第五种社会思潮就是乌托邦主义。
The fifth one is utopianism.
自然主义者通常认为人性是本善的啊，人性本善。这种思想导致这个乌托邦主义的产生。
So naturalism often believes in the inherent goodness of human nature, leading to utopianism.
这个乌托邦主义认为，只要我们创出一个正确的社会经济结构，就可以开创和谐昌盛的时代。
Utopianism believes that creating a right social economic structure can usher in a harmonious and prosperous era.
但是我们知道，基督徒知道，我们人是有罪的，罪已经严重的扭曲人的罪性，我们再怎么努力，也创造不出人间的天堂来。
However, Christians cannot endorse utopian plans because we understand sin is real and has severely distorted human nature.
说天堂是神给我们预备的，是我们末世的盼望。只有在人类历史的结局，上帝耶稣基督再来的时候，我们才有天堂。
So the heaven is created by God for us, and it is our hope.And when Jesus comes, and we enter the heaven for us,
plan for us.
The sixth one is humanism.
这个弟兄姊妹比较明白，人本主义就是以个人的利益、价值和尊严占主导地位的思想系统和模式。
Humanism is a system or pattern of thought or action where human interests, values, and dignify takes place.
但是我们基督徒是以神为中心的。
But Christians are centered on God.
所以你看这些社会思潮都与自然主义有关系。
So you can also see all these trends all related to naturalism.
所以我们每个人都受到自然主义、道德相对论、多元文化主义、实用主义、乌托邦主义、人本主义的影响。
So we are all influenced by naturalism, relativism, multiculturalism, pragmatism, utopianism, and humanism.
因为我们在大学里学的就这些东西。
Because this is all we learn from college.
这都不符合圣经。
So these are all goes against
biblical view. 在最后晚餐的那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我从父出来，到了世界。”我有离开世界，要到回到父那里去。
On the night of Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, "I came from Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father."
耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣要回到父那里去。在此之前，他要差遣他的门徒进入世界，为他做见证。
Jesus also prayed to the Father, saying, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
耶稣对父神说，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Jesus prayed to the Father, saying, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
耶稣复活之后，他对门徒说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
After his resurrection, Jesus reiterated this by saying to the disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you."
So, today we, every person, we must accept Jesus' assignment, through our work, through our workplace, enter the world in different areas, live out the requirements of the Bible, and show the world a testimony.
We are called to accept the mission of Jesus.Entering the various fields in the world through our workplace, living out the requirement of the Bible, and testifying to the world.
我们要见证耶稣是神的儿子，是基督，是人类的救主。
We testify that Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, and the Savior of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你们看新闻的时候有没有注意过？最近美国这个众议院经过几周的时间，选出了新的议长麦克·约翰森。
So I don't know if you have watched the news. So recently, there's a newly elected speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
他当选议长之后，他没有说用香槟开香槟来庆祝，而是带领整个共和党的会议进行祈祷。
So Mike Johnson, was elected, chose not to celebrate with champagne, but led the entire Republican, in prayer.
他当议长之后，在众议院的首次演说当中这么表示：“他说，我不相信任何巧合，我相信是上帝命定并允许我们每个人。”在这个特定的时刻走到这里来的。
In his first speech, he stated, "I do not believe in coincidence. I believe it's providential and allowed by God for each and every one of us to be here at this special moment."
他说：“这就是我的信念。
”This is my faith.
当约翰森接受福克斯新闻主持人采访的时候，约翰森领了这个主持人。到国会的祈祷室去参观，他告诉这个福克斯的新闻主持人说：“从今天开始，我每天早晨都要在这个祈祷室里面祷告，求神给我智慧来指导我的工作。”
In an interview with an interviewer, Johnson took the interviewer to the congressional prayer room and shared that he starts every day there praying for God's wisdom and guidance.
那我注意到最近媒体开始对 Johnson 开始大肆的攻击嘲笑，但是我也相信神一定会赐福他所领导的众议院。
I also watched that the social media started to attack Johnson's reverence for God, but I believe that God will bless his leadership in the House.
希伯来书的作者教导我们说，我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚。敬畏的心来侍奉神。
The book of Hebrews instructs us, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
所以我们不能够因为世人嘲笑我们、拒绝我们、迫害我们，就躲在基督徒的小圈子里，躲在教会内部。我们无论如何要走出去为主做见证。
We should not hide within the circle of Christians or within the church just because the world may mock, reject, or persecute us. Regardless of our occupations, we are to witness for the Lord.
我们非常的感谢主这个超越团队，他们组织了41位弟兄姊妹，在12月1-17号去印度尼泊尔去宣教。
Thank the Lord for the 41 brothers and sisters, including the 6 pastors and co-workers of our church, who are about to embark on a mission to India and Nepal.
其中有20位要去印度，有21位要去尼泊尔。
So 20 to India and 21 to Nepal.
那我带的小分队要去尼泊尔，要去海拔3000米高的高原去传福音。
So my team will go to Nepal at an altitude of 3,000 meters to share the gospel.
那我相信，当我们出去为主做见证的时候，主与我们同去，主与我们同在，主与我们同工。
I believe that when we go out as witness for the Lord, He goes with us, He's with us, and He works within us.
说弟兄姊妹，今天我向大家分享了，我们是主拣选的人。我们也是世界的敌人，我们不属于这个世界，但同时我们也是主的见证人。
So today, my message is, we are chosen by the Lord. We are enemies of the world. We do not belong to the world, and we are witness for the Lord.
耶稣叫我们知道我们是谁，我们的身份是什么样子的。耶稣也让我们活出我们的身份来。
Jesus wants us to know who we are.And want us to live out our identity.
让我们成为他的见证人。
He want us to be witness for him.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们满心的谢谢你，谢谢你透过你的话语来告诉我们，我们是你所拣选的人，我们也是这个世界的敌人，我们也是主你自己的见证人。求主帮助每一位听了你话语的弟兄姊妹，坚固我们的信心，让我们在这个世上为你做美好的见证。我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。